From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The RSS leaves St. Kitts Nevis, but today local police investigate a gun attack on a government senator's office home. A look at the profile of Jamaican Colin Ferguson, the man who opened fire on a New York train. And the Vatican says yes to helping solve Haiti's political crisis. I'm Debbie Ransom and this is BBC Caribbean Report. In St. Kitts Nevis, a man is to be charged with breaking last week's curfew. And while local police stepped up their vigilance, the small contingent of the regional security system returned to Barbados on Wednesday. But St. Kitts Nevis police found themselves dealing with a new problem on Thursday morning, as the home of a government senator, Michael Roberts, was the target of a pre-dawn gun attack. Since the appointment of Dr. Kennedy Simmons' government with less of the popular vote, there have been bomb scares in three Basse-Terre government buildings on Wednesday, and then this morning's gun attack. I asked the local liaison officer for the RSS, Acting Superintendent Ivor Blake, who's also a member of the St. Kitts Nevis Police Force, whether the country was seeing a breakdown of law and order.